Law enforcement from Canada and Vermont are gathering this week with Border Patrol officials from both sides of the international boundary. The goal is to foster a closer collaboration. VPR's Charlotte Albright reports from the conference center at Jay Peak Resort on a fictional scenario used for cross-border training.
Imagine this chilling chain of events. A guy robs a store in Newport, fires at police, and leads them on a chase northward. Vermont police have to stop at the border, so he flees into Canada, careens off a bridge, and collides with a busload of important people on a trade mission. And imagine those, including Governor Peter Shumlin and Senator Patrick Leahy. There are serious injuries and two deaths. The designer of the international team-building exercise, Brittany Marquette, says it's an exaggeration based on real life.
Yes, we did have a chase with a person who had robbed a store in Derby and went through the customs in Derby line, and police were unable to apprehend them. They had to stop at the border.
Under both Canadian and American law, police must show their weapons at the border, even if they're in hot pursuit of an armed offender. But Brian Byrne, staff sergeant with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, says law enforcers near the boundary are cooperating more closely than they used to. In fact, they're beginning joint patrols on waterways dividing the two countries.
Yes, we can conduct operations on Lake Memphremagog. It's part of our planning for the upcoming summer.
That huge lake between Newport, Vermont and Magog, Quebec is a possible route for illegal immigration. But Byrne says better, more high-tech communication between Canadian and American emergency responders is also helping innocent people in distress. Lieutenant Mike Manning of the Vermont State Police agrees, but he says nothing can replace face-to-face training conferences like this one.
Having coffee together and meeting each other for the first time in some cases is very important because the time to exchange business cards isn't in the middle of an event.
As for Governor Shumlin and Senator Leahy in that imaginary crisis, they turn out okay. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.